This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bereshit Chavirim, Rashi tells us in the very beginning of Parshas Vayechi, we know Parshas Vayechi is a Parsha Situma, it's a sealed shut Parsha. There's no space at all between the end of Vayigash and the beginning of Vayechi. Now, I just came back from Morocco, so on our trip we had with us a very small Sefer Torah. It was like a mezuzah, but a little bit wider, but not much taller, and the letters were really small. And, usually between the end of one parasha and the beginning of the next, the new parasha either begins on the next line, or there are four spaces in between the end of one parasha and the beginning of the next. But between Vayigash and Vayechi, you wouldn't even know it's the next pasuk. So in the Sefer Torah we had in Morocco, it was almost impossible to see where Vayechi begins. So Rashi wants to know, Lama parashazu situma? Says Rashi, Lefi shekivan sheneftar Yaakov Avinu. Because once Yaakov Avinu passed on, Nistimu Einehem V'libam Shel Yisrael. The eyes and the heart of the Jewish people were sealed shut. Mitzarat Hashibud, from the distress of the bondage, Shehitchilu L'Sha'abdam. They started to enslave us. And we read the words of Rashi, and we sort of take it for granted that when the Shibud began, things became difficult. But what does Rashi mean that our eyes and heart became sealed shut? What is that a reference to? Is it figurative? Is it allegorical? Is it literal? What does it mean our eyes and heart became sealed shut? And it occurred to me today, Mamash Matana Min HaShamayim, says in the beginning of this week's parasha, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayihi Bayamim Hahim, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetze El Achav, Vayar B'Sivlotam. It says Moshe went out, and he went out to his brethren, and he saw their difficulty. Says Rashi, Natan Einav V'Libo Liyot Meitzar Aleihem. He placed his eyes and his heart to be distressed over the Jewish people. Now we see what you need eyes and heart for. You need eyes to see someone else's distress. You need a heart to feel someone else's pain. So here's how it worked. Because of the difficulty of the Shibud, we were so engrossed in our own pain, we couldn't see the pain of someone else. We couldn't feel someone else's pain. And you know what happens when you can't see and pay attention and feel and commiserate with someone else's pain? Then midah k'neged midah, the Ribbono Shel Olam kiviyachol, he can't see our pain. He can't feel our pain. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam deals with us, midah k'neged midah. So if our eyes and heart became sealed, what that meant was, we're going to be stuck in Egypt. Because if we can't see and feel the pain of someone else, then God, midah k'neged midah, quid pro quo, can't see and feel our pain, and we can never get out. So we need someone to break the cycle. So we have a great leader by name Moshe Rabbeinu. And he comes and he looks at our pain. He looks at the pain of his brethren. He feels the pain of his brethren. So now midah k'neged midah, what do you think is going to happen? God from upon high, he will look at our pain. He will feel our pain. And sure enough, shortly after, look in Perek Beis, Pasuk Chaf Hei, Vayar Elokim et B'nei Yisrael. God sees the B'nei Yisrael. Vayeda Elokim, says Rashi, Vayeda Elokim, Natan Aleihem Lev. V'lo Ha'elim Einav. God placed his heart and he did not hide his eye. That is exactly what we're saying. That's the point. So when Rashi in Vayechi says, Nistemu Einehem V'libam Shel Yisrael, the meaning is not just that our vision and feel was clouded, so we couldn't see and feel someone else's pain, so God can't see and hear our pain and feel our pain, so now we're stuck. So Moshe breaks the cycle. He goes out to see the pain and feel the pain of others, and sure enough, Natan Aleihem Lev V'lo Ha'elim Einav. Perhaps with this we could explain why in Egypt God introduces himself Mitoch Hasne, from the burning bush. What does Rashi comment on that? Mitoch Hasne, Mishum Imo Anochi B'tzara. Hashem was showing that he feels our pain. In other words, Ribbono Shel Olam is saying that if you want to get out of here, you need to emulate this midah. Because that is the midah with which I can feel your pain. So by you feeling the pain of others, you arouse that midah. That's the introduction to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Egypt, because that's the key to the geula.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.